Why do investors flock to certain companies despite questionable financials while ignoring others with solid balance sheets? The answer lies in the delicate dance between narrative and numbers. This relationship forms the core of effective business valuation, a process that requires both compelling storytelling and rigorous analysis. When done right, this integration creates a powerful framework for understanding a company's true worth beyond mere spreadsheets or marketing hype. The most successful investors and business leaders have mastered this balance, recognizing that stories without numbers are fairy tales, while numbers without stories are just mathematical exercises. From childhood, most of us gravitate toward either storytelling or number crunching, creating two distinct tribes with their own languages. Storytellers captivate us with emotional connections, while number crunchers impress with precise calculations. This division becomes particularly problematic in business valuation, where both skills are essential. Consider Ferrari. I could present pure numbers, 4% revenue growth, 18.2% margin, but these figures would quickly fade from memory. Alternatively, I could tell a story about Ferrari's exclusivity without specifics, but this would lack substance. The most effective approach combines both, explaining how Ferrari's modest growth stems from its deliberate exclusivity strategy, enabling extraordinary margins from wealthy, recession-proof customers. Our preference for stories is hardwired. Research shows stories trigger unique brain responses, releasing oxytocin, promoting trust, cortisol, enhancing focus, and dopamine, creating optimism. Neuroscientists have observed neural coupling, where storyteller and listener brainwaves synchronize, explaining why stories are remembered about 50% better than factual content. Yet, storytelling has weaknesses. Storytellers can drift into fantasy, while listeners may be swayed by emotion rather than reason, a vulnerability exploited by con artists. Numbers complement storytelling by providing precision and convincing power. They give apparent exactness to uncertain narratives and help us manage ambiguity. This allure has transformed fields from baseball, as in Moneyball, to business strategy. Numbers attract us through three qualities. They appear precise and scientific. A prediction of 23.7% growth feels more credible than significant growth. They create an illusion of control, and they seem objective, free from emotional biases. However, numbers have dangers too. Precision differs from accuracy. Precise models produce consistent results that may all miss the target. A financial model might predict earnings to the penny while failing to anticipate market disruption. The 2008 financial crisis showed how sophisticated mathematical models can create false confidence while missing systemic risks. Complex spreadsheets often silence skepticism, creating a dangerous combination of false precision and inadequate scrutiny. Businesses follow a predictable life cycle similar to individuals. Starting with an idea, addressing an unmet market need, successful concepts develop into revenue-generating products. Companies then scale while maintaining profitability, build barriers against competition and maturity, and eventually face decline as these barriers erode. The balance between storytelling and numbers shifts throughout this cycle. Early-stage companies rely almost entirely on narrative with limited history. As business models solidify, numbers gain importance. In maturity, numbers dominate while narrative becomes secondary. This explains why valuations of young companies like Uber vary widely, while mature companies like Coca-Cola generate more investor consensus. Leadership challenges transform with company age. Early-stage founders must be compelling storytellers who convince investors without concrete results. Growth phase managers must deliver results supporting their narratives while maintaining operations. Mature company leaders must align stories with reality, prioritizing efficiency over growth. In decline, managers must overcome denial to make difficult downsizing or pivoting decisions. The ideal CEO profile evolves accordingly. Young companies need visionaries who inspire. Growing companies require opportunistic leaders who identify new markets and build organizational structures. Established businesses need defensive leadership to protect market share. Microsoft exemplifies successful transition under Satya Nadella, who pivoted from Windows centricity to cloud services leadership, requiring both a compelling narrative and supporting metrics. In business, surprises are inevitable, and narratives must adapt to changing realities. These adaptations range from minor tweaks to complete narrative breaks. The ability to recognize and respond to these changes often determines a company's long-term success. Narrative breaks occur when stories abruptly end, typically due to catastrophic events like Lehman Brothers' 2008 collapse. Companies most vulnerable include those exposed to catastrophic risks, those with uninsurable risks, smaller companies with limited financial buffers, and those with restricted capital access. More commonly, businesses experience narrative changes, significant story restructuring due to evolving market conditions. Between 2014-2015, Uber's valuation required reassessment as the ride-sharing market proved larger than estimated, competition intensified, and costs rose. Similarly, Netflix's transformation from DVD by mail to streaming exemplifies successful narrative adaptation. Most news stories create only small shifts in established narratives rather than complete breaks. For mature companies in settled markets, like consumer staples or utilities, information typically has marginal impact on narratives and values. Understanding these different types of narrative adjustments helps investors and managers better prepare for changing conditions. Once you've converted your narrative into a valuation, remember that multiple legitimate narratives can exist for each company, each yielding different valuations. Rather than dismissing alternatives, maintain an open feedback loop and consider whether elements from other perspectives might enhance your own. Two actions help overcome hubris. Tell your story to those least likely to agree with it and listen to their objections. Be explicitly open about uncertainties in your story, acknowledging weak assumptions or incomplete data. The market provides immediate feedback through pricing. When your valuation differs significantly from market price, four possibilities exist. You're right and the market's wrong. You're wrong and the market's right. Intrinsic value is unknowable at that moment. Or pricing and valuation have diverged due to external factors. To maintain effective feedback, regularly review your narrative against new information. Set specific triggers for review, such as significant price movements or industry changes. Document your assumptions and track their accuracy. Consider creating a pre-mortem analysis, identifying ways your narrative could fail. The integration of narrative and numbers creates a synergy that enhances decision-making across the business spectrum. For investors, successful valuation requires flexibility to move between market segments, distinguishing between value and price while maintaining faith that prices eventually reflect value. For entrepreneurs and managers, storytelling must be credible, adaptable as facts change, aligned with the business's lifecycle position, and supported by results. Amazon's evolution from becoming the everything store to emphasizing AWS and cloud computing shows how narratives can evolve while remaining anchored in measurable outcomes. The greatest danger comes at lifecycle transition points, where adaptation is necessary to avoid being replaced. Companies like Kodak and Blockbuster failed precisely because they couldn't evolve their narratives and metrics to match changing realities. As you evaluate businesses, whether as an investor, leader, or entrepreneur, remember that the most powerful insights come from this dance between stories and numbers. By building bridges between these worlds, you can develop more insightful valuations, make better investment decisions, and create more successful businesses in an increasingly complex landscape where success depends on mastering both the art of storytelling and the science of quantitative analysis.